The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Having a garden in deer country is maddening. What can you possibly plant that isn't on the menu? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer and the Planter's Place pest patrol expert, and today we're going to talk about what are some of the options that you can put into your landscape that the deer don't like as much. Now, shrubs are the backbone of many landscapes, so you don't want deer damaging what is often the focal point. Unfortunately, some of the more popular choices, such as arborvitae, rhododendrons, and yews, are also the deer favorites. People who live in this grazing zone should look for other options, unfortunately. Thankfully, there are some incredibly beautiful shrubs that are eye-catching as well as deer-resistant, as in they're not very palatable. One of my favorites is a dwarf Norway spruce called Push. I won that one as soon as I saw it. It only grows to be about 3 feet tall, which is perfect for many areas where a larger shrub will soon overwhelm the space. And the neat thing is the tiny pink cones in the spring are just adorable. I love the contrast of the cones and the deep green needles. Another smaller option is the Pomoko Serbian spruce. It's another very hardy, such as a zone 2 shrub, that provides winter interest without taking over an area because it only grows a couple of feet tall. It literally shimmers with a silvery background and these blue-green needles. Pomoko is one of those interesting little conifers that thankfully isn't a favorite of deer. Now, for taller shrubs, particularly in a larger landscape situation, remember that deer traditionally don't eat lilacs. This is a very good thing since the lilacs are so hardy and so beautiful anyways. Hawthorns are another beautiful spring flowering shrub or tree, and while it gives the bird something to eat in the fall, the deer typically leave it alone because of its nasty substantial thorns. Of course, forsythia are another spring bloomer that is deer resistant, and many of the junipers will be immune from deer, although you want to check with your local nursery to see if that holds true in your particular area. On a landscape project I did years ago, I picked the Rocky Mountain juniper that deer weren't supposed to eat. Well, no one gave the deer, especially the mule deer, that memo. From what I saw in the neighboring landscapes, the mature shrubs were left alone, but they sure liked the little ones that I planted. So that's something you need to keep in mind when planting even deer-resistant varieties. When a plant is young, it tastes a whole lot better. And when you put something new into the landscape, deer are bound to sample it, if only to see if it's something they can eat. It's a wise decision to protect them with at least a spray, such as plant skid or liquid fence, in order to ward off unwanted nibbling that can do a lot of damage, particularly to the dwarf varieties that don't grow as vigorously. Now, there are a few species of shrubs that are deer resistant, but are probably best left unplanted. As I stated in an earlier article concerning ticks, barberry is one of them. Yes, they have winter interest and neat foliage, and the stem colorations are great, but when they recede in the native landscape, they create a top-notch nursery for ticks. Another species that's more of an issue for Montana and other western states is the Russian olive. While it's an extremely hardy shrub and tree, and one that I particularly love because it smells absolutely heavenly in the spring and provides cover and food for grouse, when it's planted in riparian areas, it can take over the area, crowding out native species. So even though deer have a voracious appetite, it's good to know that we do have some options when it comes to planting shrubs that won't be pruned unless we do it. For more tips and techniques and to see what other plants the deer don't like, check out my pest patrol blog on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.